This is the Detroit Evening Report for Thursday, April 14th, 2022. I'm Nargis Rahman from WDET News. Detroit is rolling out a $10 million investment plan to provide equal internet access in Hope Village for 2,000 homes. It's part of a 10-year plan to build a citywide fiber optic internet network, according to a report by Bridge Detroit. The city hopes to provide affordable internet access to all Detroiters by 2032 using federal COVID-19 funds. The project will be managed by the city's Department of Digital Inclusion, which requires building physical infrastructure to support the project. Officials hope the plan will create a path for lower monthly rates and high-speed internet access. Details are expected to be shared at a community meeting on April 20th at Focus Hope. The Michigan chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations has issued an advisory for all Muslim leaders in the state to ramp up security at mosques and Islamic centers. The alert comes after the Michigan State Police arrested a 60-year-old Minnesota man this week for allegedly threatening to blow up Metro Detroit mosques. A Dearborn spokesman says the man drove to Western Michigan, where he was arrested after ramming into 11 vehicles owned by people of color. Police were stationed at houses of worship as a precautionary move. The FBI is investigating the matter. A $1 million Rocket Community Fund aims to help Detroit-based contractors grow business and construction in the city. Bridge Detroit reports the program will open to the public next year. The program is looking to fund 300 to 400 businesses in the next few years. Contractors can apply for up to $300,000 in loans, which comes with a $5,000 grant for business growth strategy. Interested parties can go to MotorCityContractorFund.org to receive more information. The City of Detroit is urging DTE Energy to pause electric shutoffs for Detroiters for a one-year period amid the COVID-19 pandemic. City Council unanimously approved the resolution this week to ask DTE for the self-imposed moratorium, according to Bridge Detroit. The move comes after Outlier Media reported the DTE disconnected customers for non-payment more than 80,000 times in 2020 and 178,000 times last year. Outlier Media says DTE shutoffs exceeded those of six other utility companies in Michigan. The Detroit Public Schools Community District is considering an end to its vaccination policy for school employees, changing it from a mandate to a recommendation. Chalkbeat Detroit reports approved employees would have to disclose their vaccination status under the proposal. The current mandate required all employees to be fully vaccinated by February 18 or have a religious or medical exemption. The district says about 84% of employees are vaccinated as of April 12th. The school board will vote on the measure during the next school board meeting, May 10. Meanwhile, DPS may also drop the mask mandate as early as next week, citing infection rates are below 1% in the district. The Jewish Fund is commemorating 25 years of improving community health by distributing more than $70 million in grants. The Jewish News says the fund supports low-income Jewish community members, paying for mental health services and glasses for students in the Hamtramck Public Schools. Executive Director Margot Pernick says 80% of the funds benefit the Jewish community, while 20% went to other organizations like the Nurse Family Partnership with Authority Health. That grant provides prenatal and postnatal care for 100 high-risk pregnant women in Wayne County. Funds also support collaborations between Detroit-based organizations to improve the quality of life. This has been the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Nargis Rahman from WDET News.